President Obama is scheduled to visit upstate New York this week to promote an education plan. But as our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, whenever a major politician visits the region, the issue of hydrofracking is often on the agenda, whether they want it to be or not.
President Obama's planned trip to Buffalo, Syracuse, and Binghamton will focus on the importance of getting an affordable college education. But activists opposed to hydrofracking want the topic of natural gas drilling to be on the agenda as well.
We're going to be present in Binghamton by the hundreds, if not the thousands,
says Walter Hang with Toxics Targeting. Hang says protesters are expected at the president's other stops as well, but the Southern Tier, which is at the epicenter of the gas drilling debate, will feature the largest demonstration.
Citizens will unquestionably turn out in full force to send a clear message to President Obama, as well as Governor Cuomo, that it would be irresponsible to permit shale fracking anywhere in New York, particularly the Southern Tier, without comprehensive public health protections and liability standards. We need a study of public health harm before this practice is allowed. That should be our national policy.
While Mr. Obama is pro-fracking and has promoted gas drilling in his State of the Union messages, many New York politicians oppose fracking, and the state has had a de facto five-year moratorium on drilling. Governor Cuomo has said he's neutral on the issue, but his health and environmental commissioners have been delaying the release of a health study for nearly a year. Karen Moreau with the Petroleum Institute says Governor Cuomo should listen to President Obama on the issue. And she says there is a connection between achieving a good education and strengthening the middle class, which the president will speak about, and advancing fracking in economically troubled upstate regions.
That's very, very relevant when you're talking about energy development. So many of the jobs that have been created in this country by natural gas development, made possible with high-precision drilling and hydraulic fracturing, are very high-paying jobs in the vocational trades. For example, in Pennsylvania right now, welders are in short supply. There are welders that are making $6,000 a week.
President Obama is also stopping in Northeast Pennsylvania, and Moreau predicts he'll see a big difference in the two states' economic status.
In Pennsylvania, what they would see is an area that was once like Appalachia with no middle class at all, reborn with a strong middle class of highly skilled workers in the oil and gas industry and tremendous economic investment in areas that were very much poverty-stricken.
Moreau says in Pennsylvania, many community colleges have developed programs to train skilled workers for the gas drilling industry, and they're almost guaranteed good jobs. Hank concedes there would be jobs created from hydrofracking, but he says they'd come at the cost of potentially dangerous pollution.
I'm not personally against gas. I'm against pollution.
Governor Cuomo and President Obama may not get to discuss their views of hydrofracking, higher education, or anything at all. Governor Cuomo, in an interview with Public TV's New York Now, was asked whether he planned to travel with the president. His answer was noncommittal.
It's always a delight to see him. However I can help, I'd like to help, but it's always a pleasure to see him.
If Cuomo does decide to accompany the president, Hang with Toxics Targeting says the demonstrators will also direct their anti-fracking message to Governor Cuomo. Hang says they'll give Cuomo a preview of what he says the governor's re-election campaign could look like, with protesters at every stop. Even if Cuomo skips the trip with the president, anti-fracking groups are already planning an event at the state fair on Thursday for Governor's Day, where Cuomo has regularly appeared in the past. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.